He's not going to walk in the house and say, Mama, shut your mouth, sit down. That's not going to happen. Because there's a pecking order there. Does that make him less than him? No. But there's an order. And the order must be honored. You were on a job, Elder Mark. We talk all the time about his job. I guarantee you don't go there and just say anything you want to. The man working on the loom, what's his name, Elder? Your manager. Brad. Yeah, when Brad tells him to do something, he does it. You know, they offered Elder Martin, they want him to become a manager. And Elder Martin said, I didn't understand what he said. He said, there was another manager there, supervisor. And he says, I want to make him a supervisor, but he just won't do it. So Elder Martin said, if you made me supervisor, you won't have none of the folks here when you come back. He tells Elder Martin, that's why I want to make you supervisor. That's why I want you. Elder Martin said, he scratched his head like, he said, as he went, he understood by and by as he went. That's why I want you. Because I know you will take care of business. I know you will do what is proper and right. So if he was a supervisor, he said, you fire, what you think they're going to say? You think that Brad is going to oppose him? Not one bit at all. Not one bit. And so Yahweh has an order. Just like in a home, there's an order. That doesn't mean that the wife is any less than the husband, but there's an authority there, and it's established by the head, Yahshua HaMashiach, and it begins with the man. And so daughters of Zion, you're not going to tell me, all right? Look at who you are. You give $1 million, makes no difference at all. He will never send you to correct me and tell me what it's lacking. He sent a brother. He sent one of these brothers, and they'll tell me, and I will hear them, but not you. Not you, not one of you. I won't allow you to do it. Not one of you. Whether you like me or not, it makes no difference. He loves me. You see, I know he loves me because there's no way that I don't even feel like what I'm speaking tonight. I feel down in the dumps. Sister Jaquetta, your ears and mine. My depth is just not there. I don't even really know how loud I'm talking. And so I have this sense as though that I got a sinus problem, and but my ears are there. I understand that. I was talking about you last night, Brother Jason Martin, about your ears, because I know I have that same thing too. So I don't even feel like talking. And the only reason I'm here speaking tonight, because when I left the dining hall, as I watched us today, as I sensed our spirits, Yahweh says, as he spoke to me, and when Deacon Benny came, he, there is no fruit. And there's a reason there's no fruit, and I won't finish this. All right? Hallelujah. So a man has the purity of Yahweh's righteousness. Here's a man that is filled with the happiness or the strength of Almighty Yah. He does. He has that. And you will know the true identity of the people of Almighty Yahweh. I want to show you this in Tehillim. Listen. In Psalms 92:13, listen to what it says. Those that be planted in the Beit, the house of Yahweh, shall flourish in the courts of our sovereign ruler. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. And they shall be fat, and they shall flourish. Those that stand in the court of Yah, those that love the presence of Almighty Yahweh, they shall bring forth fruit even in old age. They shall bring forth fruit. They shall bear the fruit that shall sustain them in the midst of death when death comes. They will bring forth fruit in their old age. And they shall flourish. They shall not be barren, but they shall flourish. This is the true identity of the people of Almighty Yahweh. And they shall be fat in their ruah. They shall have the abundance, the prosperity that is needed. That's the true identity. Not an anemic people that have no fruit. That do not bear forth fruit. That there's nothing to sustain them. That love is up and down. I would not want a relationship like that. Who wants a marriage like that? I don't want my wife to be fickle today, up the next day, fickle 1 hour, funny the next. I want that continuity. Continuously. Continuity. And that is what the fruit of Yah gives us, continuity. It sustains us in a continuation. I don't want to be thicker 1 hour and call yourself loving me the next. I don't want you to love, woman. Fickle thing. Those that abide in the bayat of Almighty Yah, that their mind is in the fellowship of the tabernacle with Yah. You don't even spend time in the word. Hallelujah. You have no energy to even study. What an abysmal shame. I don't even see how you can diet or eat that way without being refreshed by this. I can't go without it. Feed me, Yah. Until I walk no more. David said, feed me until I'm so fat I can't walk. And when I can't walk, I will just trust you and wait on you. Something is drastically tortured in our minds when this is not the most valuable thing in our possession. The wisdom of Yah, the fruit of it, is greater than gold. And I mean precious gold too. There's a reason why we don't have that. Jeremiah speaks unto us. There's a reason why that there's a breach in our spirits. There is no fruit. You continue to go to the same well. Do you not know I was looking today and the cabbages look very nice? Wow. But do you not know that too much water will take the oxygen and life out of plants? You go back to the same old mud puddle all the time. You become contaminated. Your mind, your thinking becomes sick. The things of Yah make you angry. When you hear the word of Yahweh, they do not bring about this refreshing. When Yahweh speaks to you, it is His mercies being delivered unto you to renew you. So when He speaks to you, and He will always speak by correction. Everything a parent say to a child is always correction. I don't care what it is. It is always an instruction to keep them in the right way. And when little Hadassah gets older, everything will be that. Everything. Everything Yahweh speaks to us. It keeps us before Him to have confidence and trust in Him. Jeremiah says, Yahweh, to you Israel, call your name. He called your name. He says, a green olive tree, not a brown one, but a green olive tree, fair and of tough fruits, fruit that delights one's love, that is palatable to eat. He says, with the noise of a great tumult, He has kindled a fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. Why would you do that? Because of their sins, their wickedness, not identifying the sins that have laid dormant in your mind, in your heart, that you have not cleansed yourself from the filthiness of your flesh and your ruah, and began to perfect the kodesh, or the set apartness of Yahweh, that you will set your mind apart from these sensual things to bless Him, to worship Him, to acknowledge Him, to call upon Him, to spend time with Him. We got time for telephone about nothing, but no time, as the old Kedoshans would say, call Him up. Call Him up and tell Him what you need. We got time for everything but Him. We don't have time. He said, I call you a green tree. I did not call you a brown tree. A green olive tree. And your fruit were tough. He said, because of this great noise of tumult, this tumultuous noise, I've kindled a fire upon Israel, and the fire burns. The fire burns. And the fire is going to consume all the chaff. Everything that is not ready to die, it's going to consume it. He said, I've kindled a fire upon it, and the branches thereof are broken off. Now that has great significance. We are the branches, Israel. We, with the house of Yehuda in Israel, we are the branches. Everything in Scripture coincides from one book to the other. There's no separation, no separatism. The book is one. How much is the living power of what Yahweh has given unto Israel? He comes to make it alive. He's the strength of every promise and every hope in the book. You reject him, you have nothing. Did he bear fruit? Did he please the Abba? We got to have the same excellence of fruit. He loved him, didn't he? And he died, obeyed. What did he command him? We will not die to our flesh. Because we really don't care about Almighty Yahweh. We don't believe what he says. We don't like what he says to us. We don't want to hear what he says. He identifies the generation that we are in Hosea. He identifies it. And he says this in Hosea 10:13. Listen. He says, I want to tell you what you have done. He said, you have plowed wickedness. When you plow field, you plant because you plow wickedness. He says, you reap iniquity, Torah lustness. The Torah has no, you don't take no delight in the Torah. Because if you take delight in the Torah, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the waters. And you will bring forth fruit. He says, you plowed the wickedness, you plowed in wickedness, and you brought forth iniquity. This corrupt mind, you brought forth iniquity. You have plowed wickedness and you have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies. You lie to your own self. You convince your own conscience, your own mind. I'm right, I'm doing right. No. No, sir. You will know you're doing right because scripture, as I read, for the fruit of the law. You have no delight in Torah, you're not doing right. When this book is the least valuable book in your house, and some damnable corrupt Jezebel hoa, love fictitious Torah, you got time for that? Something is wrong. You're sick. You're twisted. You're plowed wickedness. And you have reaped iniquity. That's why there's no love. You don't abide in Torah. Torah has no value for you. You don't like it. It has no pure purpose in your heart at all. He said, you've eaten the fruit of lies. Why? Because you did trust in your way. This is the generation that trusts in its way. When I'm speaking my mind, your mind is a wicked, damnable little trash hole. Speaking what I feel. Because if a man speaks out of his heart, that's him. You've eaten the fruits of lies. Because you did not trust in your ways and in the multitude of your mighty men, your own strength. Well, I can speak my mind. I can say what I want to say. Well, I just feel this way. This is the way I feel. Your feelings are going to damn your wicked soul. Your feelings are corrupt. They're not stable. You're up one moment. You're down. You're twisted. You're flat on your back. You're flopping like a hog getting his throat cut. You plow wickedness. And now we see the reward of the wickedness we've plowed. We're reaping it. We're not reaping the fruit of tzedakah, righteousness. I warn you all, you better begin to spend time with Yah. You better begin to spend time in the Word. Prayer better be a valuable thing to you, the tefillah of Yah. And these are times we have prayer in here, you better press. Because you're not praying in your home. The sister said to me last night, Brother Jason, the brothers were there. She says, but my husband will not pray. You do right, woman. You obey Almighty Yah. Whether he prays or not, there's no prayer in your homes. There's no time devoted to Yahweh. You got time to argue, to raise hell. You got time to lie and to gossip. You got time to speak of things that are full of frivolity. But you have no time for prayer. You have no time for the word of Yah. You have no time to sit down, husbands and wives, and see what Yah speaks unto you. You don't say that because it is the truth. That's why there's no fruit. That's why there's very little fruit. You're not energized about the tefillah of Yahweh. It has become a humdrum thing of boredom to you. You look for 7:10 or 7:50. Has no value to it. You look for an excuse not to come into the bed of Yah where you find Him, whereby you can be refreshed and the fruit will be given to us. You don't enter His courts with praises and thanksgivings. No, there's no Toza in you. But I'm telling you, that's all right. He's not real to you. And so in the time of great trials and affliction, when you call upon him, he's not going to hear you. He's not going to hear you at all. Not one bit at all. You're dignified. Repulsive people. Hypocritical. Yahweh tells you to do something, he means what he says. It's almost like a parent said, stop, boy. You didn't hear me, son? You don't understand what I'm saying? I told you to stop. Stop. And the more the child revolts against that, the Esau's revolters, the more they revolt against that, it causes the anger of the parent to rise. And once that anger reaches its fullest potential, then the consequences are very severe. And that's what we have done to Almighty Yahweh. You don't know what the book says. You pick out things that you think you know. And you think. And you spend no time. Man said to me, he said, that book you wrote, I don't understand some of the words. I said, I don't understand some of the words either. That's why I keep my dictionary. I don't know things. So I want to find out what y'all are saying. You understand? Is it valuable to understand what he's saying? This is a generation that's plowed. The iniquitous ways have multiplied. And they trust in everything but Yahweh. They trust in their own strength. They trust in their own intellect. My, what a putrefied thing to trust in. I'm going to trust in him. I'm going to trust in the living word. I want to read a few things that HaMashiach speaks unto us. Hear this. He says, he talks about those that are pseudo-prophets. But this has a lot to do with this prophetic voice that speaks to us to make us think that we are right. We all have our own prophetic voices. That he tells me that I'm right, I'm doing right, I'm doing a wonderful, excellent thing. And so Yahshua, he speaks, he says, even so, every tall tree, it brings forth tall fruit. How can you say you have the righteous truth of Yah in you when you have this segregated, this corrupt mind, has respect to person, is not honest with integrity with one another? You love this one more than you love that one a little less. Don't you understand that's dissimulation? You're flat out a liar. So every tall tree, it brings forth tall fruit. So if one is walking in the tough nature of Yah, it brings forth the very fruit of Almighty Yahweh. But a corrupt tree brings forth evil and corrupt fruit. When your mind is corrupt, when your tree is corrupt, that's what you bring forth. Corrupting lies and innuendos and accusations and things. That's wicked. That's a damnable spirit. You understand that Michael did not have that. That's why he did not accuse the devil. He knew he was doing what he was supposed to do. He knew that. To the pure, all things are pure. I don't care what it is. If someone is pure, someone intrigues you wrong to you, that is pure. But those that are defiled and unbelieving, there's nothing pure. They take a different approach. But to the pure, he looks at that and says, thank you, Yah. I was talking to a preacher yesterday as he called me. He was explaining to me about his situations. And I brought up the scenario of that family there, the Forrest family. I will read it tomorrow. I said, we think we're having trials. Your trials are minuscule to what these people are going to. When I finished with him, his attitude was different. I talked to a little preacher today. He called me out of Embry, Texas. Very precious man. His spirit was very sweet. Very nice man. Really was. His words. And he said something to me as we closed our conversation. He said this. He says this. And it was very profound. He said, Pastor Robert, I'm always looking for friends. Because there are very few friends today. You can't find many friends. And he did something to me. I said, brother, I'll call you. We're going to talk with each other. That's all right by me. That's all right. I like what he said. I like what he said. He said, very few. So if you can find a friend, you want to hold on to him. That's what he said to me. I said, it's all right, brother. He's the Israelite. Hallelujah. But what is the Israelite? That color of the coat that Yosef, Isaac gave Yosef. What colors
that they drained from. It was what they called pururus. There were many colors, were there not? So is the house of Yisrael. Every shade of that color now is Yisrael. The seed of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He says the top tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth tough fruit. Every tree that bring not forth tough fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. He means what he says. He said, I come to gather my fruit. What is more disappointing? I went today to look for some of the white grapes. When I got there, there were none. Nothing there, not one white scuffernock. And so I stumbled upon some purple ones, but they did not. The palate, they were not good. I didn't like them. I ate them, but I like the white ones. I like the white ones. Nothing there. Nothing. I was disappointed. No fruit. Not one. So that was a disappointment. Do you think that this one that created you, when he comes, if he doesn't find the fruit, he says it's going to be hewn down. I'm going to rip it up. And the course of hell shall that one be set on. Because there is no fruit there. And we take the things of Yahweh so passive. We have this passivity, that this, who cares? Don't you know it's a wicked thing? There's something twisted in your mouth. Why would you not want to pray? Why would you not want to pick up this thing and read it? Why would you not want your mind to be filled with this instead of folly and foolishness? That's why you continue to operate in a foolish spirit. I'm going to tell you, daughters and sons, there's nothing more despicable than a foolish woman. I despise it. I hate a foolish woman. I despise that spirit. I despise the gesturing, the laughter, the I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I despise that, my daughters. Well, what do you think about a foolish bride, a woman for him? He hates it. He hates a silly, foolish woman. Yahweh despises it. He does despise that. Come on, brothers and sisters. No man wants his wife to act silly if he's in a proper environment and she's acting all silly. No more she wants him doing that. Hallelujah. Does he do that? Yahweh doesn't do that. And so every tree that will not bring forth the fruit of Yah is hewn down. We see the hewing. It's one thing about a tree. You put the first cut or the axe to the tree. Boom. Boom. You may not have to cut it no more, but it still begins to die. It does. You put nails in a tree. It may not take it out then. But over the course of the time, that little nail will do more damage in a tree than anything. It will. Just that one little nail. It will do more damage. It will kill it. It will destroy. Or it may not kill it right then, but it will kill it eventually. It will die. It will. That big, beautiful pine tree we had over there, it was nothing but nails in that thing, and all of a sudden the thing just, what a beautiful pine tree. Huge. Beautiful tree. You can see the nails in there. You put them in there when they were small, and as it grew, the nails. That tree, I counted the rings, that tree had to be close to 80 years old. It's an old tree. That's how old it was. Every year a ring forms in a tree. Every when it grows one year, there's a ring that forms. And I've counted many times, I've counted at least 80 rings on that tree. It's at least 80 years, almost 100 years old. Long time for that tree to mature. And all of a sudden, just that little, one little corrupt thing, that one little vile thing destroyed it. He said, if you don't bring forth the tall fruit, you're going to be hewn down. You're going to be destroyed. It's going to be brought down. But Pastor Roberts, what's wrong with me? My life. Well, what about you, preacher? Why is it that we're not producing the fruit of Yah? Who knows that? If I tell you, if I read it out of the book, will you believe it? If I read it from scripture, will you believe it? Why? And show you why you're not producing fruit? I'm going to read it. And I'm going to tell you where it's found. Listen to it. It's found in Matthew 13:23. But he that receive seed into tough ground is he that hears the word of Yah and he understands it, which also bear fruit, and it brings forth some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. Those that hear the word of Yahweh They receive it, they understand it. That's why they bring forth fruit. And those that fall by the wayside, they don't bring forth fruit. With the word of Yahweh doesn't imprint or impact your mind, you're not going to produce anything. You don't understand what he's saying. You don't believe he's talking to you. You believe he's talking to someone else. You don't believe he's talking to you. Lucas says it's like this in this. He says, but that on the tough ground are they which are like this. You all hear this. Which in an honest and tough good love, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit during tribulation with patience. Tribulation works patience. I like that. Which in an honest and tough love, having heard the word, they keep it and they bring forth fruit with patience. They bring forth fruit. And if you do not have that characteristic, you will never bring forth fruit. When the word of Yahweh fall by the wayside, it doesn't have no value. When your mind is flickering and fluttering and the flirtatious mind flirting with every kind of unclean thing, you will never bring forth fruit. And there are you that sit here, your mind is so unstable. Your fruit tree, it has nothing on it. You're not going to bring forth fruit without this pattern in your life. Without this. It begins with the Ruach of Almighty Yahweh. It must begin that way. Yahshua tells us, listen to this. He says, I am the true vine, and my Abba is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, Yahweh, my Father, takes away. And every branch that brings forth fruit, he purges it. He cuts it. He cuts it. He purged it that it may bring forth more fruit. When you're talking to me, Pastor Roberts, you ought to bless Yahweh for cutting you. You ought to thank him that he's cutting you because your fruit tree is just not what it ought to be. And that's what a purging is. It's nothing like a good pruner, because when you use that pruner, that thing, it cuts limbs, it cuts a... I mean, it does the job. And the sharper, the better, too. And so every branch, Israel, Ephraim, the house of Yehuda, which is one, makes no difference. Every branch in him that brings forth fruit, he said, I purge, I cut, that you may bring forth more fruit. Well, what I'm doing right now, you're not doing his righteousness. So he's going to bear down on you. He's going to cut you. He's going to show you what's filth and foul in you. Cut me, Yah. This word is sharp and powerful. I want him to speak his word to me. I want to be cut. Cut me. I want to bear fruit. I want more fruit. I want his sadika. I want that to be in me. When it's Torah, I want the life of HaMashiach to be in me. I don't want to be barren. I don't want to be that. Not it, one bit at all. So every branch in him that bring forth fruit, Yah, he purges. Now he says to us now, he says, now, you understand? Now are you clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Now this is what cleanses us. But we despise the word. You are cleansed through the word. This is the word of Yahweh that cleanses you. The word has been spoken, that's what cleanses you. When you allow the enemy to harden your heart where you don't want to hit, you're not clean. It must take a spoken word. Why? Because the emunah of Yahweh comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word of Yah. How can you hear unless someone expound on that? Well, I read that, honey, you didn't hear it. You didn't hear nothing at all. The emunah comes by hearing. We need to hear what the Ruach speaks. Your wicked spirit has spoken enough. Separate you from the chiefest of friends, from brothers and sisters. Separate you unto the works of darkness. Hallelujah. You all bear with me. I got a few more. I'm going to read them. And I'm going to expound on what I read too. To give you light and understanding. I'm going to do that. This is your ways, Moed. It's his time. You have nothing to do with sleep after you leave here. It's blessing for that. You could be like the fearless. 4:30 each morning. Some of y'all don't even want to get up in the morning. What a dismal shame. So lazy. trifling generation. Hallelujah. You love to sleep in slumber. That's why you come to poverty. That's why you look poor. That's why you have no life in you. I want to be vibrant and strong in Him. In HaMashiach. I'm talking about physical strength. I'm talking about the Lord, the Ruah. I want that strength. It's very hard to sing your song if I can't say a word. That's all right. As long as this is alive in my mind, the fruit I can eat of this fruit, and it keeps my hope alive. My tikvah. That's all that matters. If I can't move a limb, that's all right. I prayed this when in the prayer person that I knew. He was a football player in school. They won the state championship that day, Bobby Cook. And he had one of the most prosperous businesses, catering service in Charlotte. He catered to the dignitaries and all, I'm telling you. And he and his wife, they went on vacations all the time. Money, he said he paid his wife $150,000 a year. Not that many people making that kind of money. And yet the bell tolled and it was time for him to pay up. Time to pay up. And those saying payday is coming after a while. You don't have to believe it. You're going to have to pay the piper. You're going to have to give it up one day. Hey, we don't believe that. But you're going to have to give it up. And he died. Died. Just like you and I. You're not going to escape that. Not one bit at all. Yahshua tells us to remain in me and I in you, as you the branch, Yisrael, Yehuda, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides or remains in the vine, no more can you except you abide or remain in me. Our mind is not upon HaMashiach. We don't consider him. We don't walk in the same way he walked. Our mind is on earthly sensual things, the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches. It choke out the word of Yahweh and you become very unfruitful. And that's why we are unfruitful, because we care for the things of this life more than we care for the things of Almighty Yah. We don't care about the things of Yah. That's why we're very unfruitful. He said, you must remain in the disciplines that I've taught you in order for you to bring forth anything. We don't do that. He said, that's why our lives look barren. That's why the word, you tell me that the word preached, I'm cleansed through that. By hearing that. It cleanses you. I believe it. And that enemy does a wonderful job keeping you from hearing. Keeping you daydreaming. Keeping you thinking about your bellies, the God, that filthy, damnable God. It's a wicked dog. The belly is a wicked thing. It's a greedy thing. It doesn't care about nothing, nobody, but the belly. That's right. To hell with everyone else. My belly. My God. You're cleansed by the word. Why do you think the enemy have you putting your mind on your belly? A cookie or something. Thank you, my brother. I want to eat these dainties. The 12. They may be bitter in the mouth. When it gets down, it's sweet. And then what it does, it yields the shalom, or the peaceable fruit of Yah. That's what it yields. Bitter. Don't correct me. But it brings forth fruit. Sure does. Someone is hearing this tonight and they're going to be blessed. You may not, but someone is. They will be blessed tonight. I want to close it with a few verses. I want you to hear these, all right? I'm not going to read this in Galushia. You've read that many times, chapter 5. It tells you what the fruit of the Ruah is. There's something that I do want to read in Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 9. It says that the fruit of the Ruah, or the fruit of light, are found in love, goodness. And that's what the fruit of life is found in. As I started this verse, or started this preaching tonight, Shaul says that the fruit of light, or the spirit, are found in goodness, in tzedakah, the righteousness, and emet. Proving what is acceptable in the sight of Yahweh, showing ourselves, showing Yahweh, that we approve of what He has instructed us in, and we believe that they are very valuable to us and they're very important to us. And the fruit of Yahweh, and those that make shalom, those that make peace, and we are people that don't want to make peace. Those that make shalom sow the fruit of tzedakah or righteousness in peace. So we have this mindset that we will oppose one because they have infringed upon us. It is such a juvenile mindset. It is so childish and it is so immature. You're going to die that way too. As I said, Evangel Home will ask us, what would you get right now? You knew this was a second, what would you get right? What would you say? We're juvenile. That's why we get upset. A wise man is one thing about one that has wisdom, they will always hear. A wise man will hear and become wiser. But a juvenile, immature brat, they will get upset, they get angry, they will pout. That's what they will do. It's a juvenile spirit. I don't take one word back. You infringed upon us. You infringed upon Yahweh. You're trying to impose upon Him. And I will impose upon you when you try to impose upon Him. That I will do. I will. Yeshua makes this statement as he comforts the Israelite brothers. He says, Ba HaMashiach, Ba Almighty Yah. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of Tehillah, praises to Yah, continuously. This is in the renewed covenant. We should offer the Tehillah to Yahweh continuously, all the time. Some of you never praise Yah. You don't even have the spirit to praise Him. He said, does it continuously? Why? That is, when they have fruit in you, He said, the fruit of our lips given Todah to His name. You will know when there are fruit there. Because you will do it continuously. The fruit of your lip. Because the fruit will come out of your lip. And you will bless the name. You will give Todah unto the name of Yahweh. Those that have not that, they have no fruits. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, do I have fruit? Come on. Turn to someone else and say, do I have fruit? Well, that's a tough question to ask someone. I don't look at you because some of you all are so hypocritical. You can't do it because you don't have it. That's why you can't look no one and say that. You're so hypocritical. Thank you, my brother. That's why you can't do it because you know there's nothing there. That's right. I'm bold enough to say that. I'm a warrior. I died for the cause. What I ask you to do is that you can't hardly say it because you have nothing. Why you make me say? Well, I got to say that because it's showing you what's in you. Another filth and trash. You like to say it to children or someone like that because you don't sense no true judgment. That's right, preacher. Hallelujah. You like to say it to someone that you don't sense any kind of judgment there. They don't come challenge me because you don't have enough. You get enough, you start packing, you come challenge me, all right? I have no problem with that. And I'll show you how much error you're in and how far you are from the truth. I will show you that. So when you come, you better make sure you load it up. And you're right. He says that the fruit of our lips by Him, HaMashiach, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of Tehillah, praises to Yah. You know that HaMashiach has given us this entrance into the kingdom. You do it continuously. That is now the fruits of our lips given Todah to His name. And while we have not reached that zenith of that place, yeah. Read this and close with this verse out of Sirach, the Apocrypha. I like this. It says, the fruit in one's life disclose, and it shows us the cultivation of the tree. So it depends on what kind of cultivation of the tree as to what kind of fruit one bears. When there is a systematic cultivation of the tree, then the fruit are consistent. When there's sporadic cultivation, the fruit is not the best. So the fruit discloses the cultivation of the tree. So the expression of a thought discloses, listen now, So the expression, the way we express ourselves, it discloses the cultivation of your own mind. So there's no ambience of brightness of his life in you. It shows you what your mind, how your mind is being cultivated. There's nothing there. Nothing there. And it's a sad shame this generation that they have nothing because you have nothing to offer. You can't offer nothing. I like that. That's a profound statement. The fruit of the tree discloses the cultivation of the tree. And the thoughts of one's mind or the expression of one discloses the cultivation of their mind. It tells you how their minds have been cultivated. And you here, we, your minds have not been cultivated right. Because you have rejected the teachings of Yah. His word heals, it cleanses, it produces fruit. There's a sister that calls me. She called me twice. She was in Islam. She said, Pastor Roberts, when you speak, I bless Yahweh for that because it speaks directly to me all the time. And always deals with what's lacking in me. I like that. I would rather someone, you will never know the strength of your ability unless you know what's lacking in you. That's period. I don't care what you set your mind to do, that's why we can hardly accomplish anything because we don't know what's lacking. You got to work on the weak things in order to solidify the strength. And we don't want that. She says, every time you speak and I listen to you, it shows me everything. And you speak directly to me. Yahweh speaks to Yisrael. May he help you. May he strengthen you. May he cause your heart to delight in him. May he cause you to bless him, to barak him. And the praises of the Torah of his name be continuously upon your lips. That's why I do what I do. I'm going to sing for him. I can't sing. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. I'm going to do it. I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to do it. You don't have to, but I'm going to do it. If I keep my mouth shut, the rocks will cry out. So I'm not going to shut my mouth. And the reason you can't do it because you don't love him. You have no love for him. You all hear me? If a sister like Sister Hall can come in here not even feeling well, you can hear her back there. And you hear her crying out. And some of you young ones, you have nothing. I was talking to Dickie Bennett there. I said, the one thing I can, all the years I can appreciate about Sister Tracy, and I will say this, she's always made sure them young ones. And she had babies like all the rest of y'all. They've always been in y'all's house. Prayer on top all the time. And this is a generation that has no compulsion or no thought that these things are not vital in their lives because what little things are put in their mind, even that environment, it will do something, it will do something to affect their lives, all of their lives. Train them up, bring them in the house of Yah. To be a vital part. So like Sister Horn, she cries out back there, and some of you all here, there's nothing! Nothing ever comes out of you! You can grin and stare and talk some silly laugh. You can hear you a mile away. I don't care if you don't like me. I like it when you don't like me. That's alright. Hallelujah. You see, having enemies prove that Yahweh is on my side. So when I speak to you delicate words, we're too far removed. As I read scripture all the time, I see where Israel, where he bring havoc upon Israel, Yehuda, the sins, the wickedness. He said, I'm going to cut off Yehuda. Cut him off. That's why the theme of this in gathering, the prophet, the Nabi, Zephanahu, Zephaniah, speaks. It is profound. You understand? We don't know scripture because we don't love it. We have no time for it. Hallelujah. I'm amazed what I read. So you spending once every other month in the book, don't come to me with some scriptures, all right? When I was down there in Texas, I must say this before I close. There was a brother there by the name of Brother Mac. He said he was going to send me the scripture so I can show him how wrong he is, and he won't send me the scripture. But he says this to me. He said, preacher, I want to tell you something. He said, I've heard things about you. But you're nothing like what I've heard, man. He said, you're more than that. That doesn't flatter me. I said, nah, I'm just like any other brother. He said, nah, preacher. And Brother Nathan says, he's one of a kind. I mean, one of a kind, duly. Believe me. Because I deal with the issues. The sin. And the things that separate man
from Yah. It is your sins, your iniquity, that separated you from loving Him, from time with Him, from studying His word. It is your own damnable, wicked, vile, corrupt, arrogant, hubris ways. See, I'm nothing, so I have to spend time with Him. I have nothing to give Him but me. No riches, no land, no houses. I don't even have a son, man. Isn't that that was a despicable shame. I got a woman, wife that's barren. No children for me. That's despicable, isn't it? That's all right. I got something that's real in me, it's alive. I'd rather have that than have 50 sons. Because I got sons. I do. Hallelujah. I got sons. Daughters. I said to a sister the other day, I said, you know, Yahweh's going to send me some daughters. It's going to love me. You're all going to see that. And she says to me, instead of her, I would have hoped she had a humbleness of heart that says, I pray that I be one. That would. She said, well, I pray that for you, Pastor. I said, man, what a wickedness. If my pastor had said that to me, I'd have said, preacher, I want to do right. I want to be one of those. Stand by you. That's what I would have said. It's a wicked generation. It's a hubris, arrogant one. Full of their self and hell. They're going to die that way too. But He's going to do that one day. That's all right. It's all right. Hallelujah. He is. He's going to do that. And bring some of you all to shame. Maybe provoke you to. We just don't do enough of that, do we? Provoking one another to tough works, good works. No Kiddushin will do that. Make you jealous. You won't do it. This generation doesn't do that. They get angry when someone does. It works. Brother said to me that he said, Pastor, well, my wife, she obeys me. She does everything. She doesn't fight me. But she must be taught how to love. That's what the other women. I'm going to preach something on next Shabbat. I got something for you. I don't even know what scriptures are. I'm going to use Brother Yah. Yah always spoke to my heart. But it's going to, I hope it revolutionizes your life. Can I say this before I close? If you all listen to me, if you listen to me, it's one thing I've always taught. The honor of the husband and the wife. If you listen to me, if you all do the things I preach, it would change your whole life. You may have heard what I said, but you didn't listen. You did not shema. No, you didn't hear me. You haven't heard me. It changes your whole life. It's the word here. He said, for His word is heal the people. It wouldn't take much this generation, even this house here, to bewitch you all. Because you don't know the scriptures. You don't study them. And you're not ashamed. Not even ashamed. I was ashamed in school. I didn't want to be dumb. I want to be smart, kid. I was studying. Teacher says, I need someone to volunteer for a report. Bam! Me. I do it. Do Miss Jones. I got it. All right, we want to do a report on the literature. We want to do something on Asaph. Yes, ma'am. I got it. Yes, ma'am. And then you're going to have to present it before the people. It has to be at least 1,000 words. And you're going to come before the crowd and present that. Here's it. I do it. Sure. I don't want to look dumb. So, hey, that's the way I did things. I would volunteer. And so when it came time to do the presentation, I would get up there and I would do the presentation. No one else would volunteer. They were sitting back there. I don't want to do it. I don't want no homework. I'll do it. I knew that there was always extra points when you did that. And come time for grades, we'll elevate the grades as well. She will be reminded of those things. And so the things of Yahweh, they're not valuable to us. Okay, where you go? The generation is that way. May He bless you. May He give you all rest tonight. And your Sukkoth, wherever you're sleeping, may He bless you and enrich you tonight. I said to Brother Jermaine, I messed up. I got the smallest tent there. Deacon Ben, you got a castle up there. I couldn't even get that mattress in mine. That's all right. I'll be all right. You're the man. No matter of fact, Omega said, Deacon Ben's preaching make me happy. And Pastor Robbins make me sad. That's all right. That's all right. Don't mind that. Deacon Ben's preaching make me happy. Why sure it did. What's wrong with that? Well, that little child said that's all right. I know who she is. Yahweh bless you. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all things we do bless you, our Abba. We praise you for this in gathering
We pray that there will be fruit found at the end of this gathering, this tabernacle, this Sukkoth, this in-gathering. On the last great day, we will come before you with great victorious shouts of victory. As Zephaniah speaks unto us, let the voice of prophets speak on this week. We ask it all in Yahshua's name. And his people cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.